Hello children, welcome back to the Distance Learning Program of Atomic Energy Education Society. Class 6, Mathematics, Chapter 9, Data Handling, Module 2 of 3. In the last module, we studied all about tally marks. In this module, we will be learning about representing data using pictures. Here, pictures or images visually help us to understand a data clearly. As rightly said, a picture speaks a thousand words, which means a picture may convey an idea more quickly and effectively than the written word. Picture representation of a data is called a pictograph. Let us know more about pictographs. A pictograph represents data through pictures of objects. It helps us to answer the questions on the data at a glance. Pictographs are often used by newspapers and magazines to attract readers' attention. It requires some practice to understand the information given by a pictograph. A pictograph represents data in the form of pictures of objects or parts of objects. For example, we can represent people or population by a face, a bouquet of flowers by one flower, vehicles by a car or a truck, fruits by an apple or an orange, etc. We can interpret a pictograph and find answers to various related questions. Different types of information can also be obtained by a pictograph. Let us now learn to draw a pictograph. Pictographs can be drawn using symbols to represent a certain number of items or things. For example, one picture of an apple can represent 10 apples, one picture of a car can represent 500 cars, one smiley face can represent 25 boys, and so on. Sometimes a symbol may represent multiple units and may be difficult to draw. In such cases, we can use simpler symbols. For example, if we want to represent a radio player, then we need not draw a radio player, which is difficult to draw. Instead, we can draw a triangle or a square to represent a radio player. In yet another case of representation, if one ball represents 100 balls, then half a ball can be used to represent 50 balls. Let us learn to draw a pictograph now. Consider a data of number of bouquets sold by a flower shop in the last 4 days. The data is first gathered and arranged in a tabular column. The table has 2 columns. The first column denotes the day and the second column denotes the number of bouquets sold. If against Monday, the number 15 is mentioned, denoting that on Monday, 15 bouquets were sold. On Tuesday, 27 bouquets were sold. On Wednesday, 18 bouquets were sold. And finally, on Thursday, the shopkeeper sold 30 bouquets. Now, how do we represent the data using a pictograph? Let us first choose an appropriate picture or image to represent bouquets. We will draw the picture of a flower to represent bouquet. Let us consider that the picture of one flower will represent 3 bouquets. So on Monday, since 15 bouquets are sold, we need to draw only 5 flowers, because 5 times 3 will give you 15. That is, 5 flowers will represent 15 bouquets. Similarly, we need to draw only 9 flowers to represent 27 bouquets sold on Tuesday, since 9 times 3 is 27. In the same way, on Wednesday, 6 flowers need to be drawn for denoting 18 bouquets, and on Thursday, 10 flowers will represent 30 bouquets. Now, from the pictograph, we can get more information like maximum number of bouquets are sold on which day, the day in which minimum number of bouquets were sold, the total number of bouquets sold on all the 4 days together, and so on. So that's it, children. Our pictograph is ready. So children, today we learned all about pictograph, its interpretation, and how to draw a pictograph. That's all for now, children. Happy learning.